Blog Talk Radio.
Today's franchise interview shout-out goes to the Source Direct. Source Direct is an inventor's one-stop shop. Source Direct eliminates the disconnect in dealing with different companies from each phase of development and marketing. Instead, Source Direct can manage every stage of the process from the drawing board to the customer. Go to thesourcedirect.net and find out how you can get started. That's www.thesourcedirect.net.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years now, we've been asking the entrepreneurs world. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Jason Olson, the founder of Image Studios 360. And Image Studios 360 is an exclusive franchise that provides modern, high-end salon studios at affordable rates to salon professionals. I'm going to talk to Jason about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032. 385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews. We're for over 10 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs more. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jason Olson, the founder of Image Studio 360. Image Studio 360 is an exclusive franchise that provides modern, high-end salon studios at affordable rates to salon professionals. Hi, Jason. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jason. Thank you for coming on the show this morning. I know it's a bit early, I think, where you are today. Where are you calling from this morning?
Snowy Salt Lake City right now, where it's about 24 degrees outside. So.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it must be beautiful there, though. Salt Lake City is beautiful, isn't it?
It is, yep. That's absolutely beautiful.
That's terrific. You know, we started the show over 10 years ago, Jason, because, you know, we found that, you know, a lot of franchises, I mean, they have some very interesting stories, you know, and when I was researching Image Studio 360, I thought, you know, you gentlemen had an interesting story as well. Yours goes back to 2009, doesn't it?
Yeah, we, my brother Sean and I, originally are from the automotive industry. We had dealerships that we owned and operated in Salt Lake City, and during the recession, when things were quite dreary, started to look at the beauty industry as an opportunity for something a little more stable. And that's really what turned us on to the idea of the salon suite concept, and how during the recession we thrived and grew like crazy, because the demand for beauty services seems to just, it's always there, you know, especially during a recession. And that was what really turned us on to it and has kept us in there, is how stable and predictable this industry is when it comes to creating revenue over time and doing business.
It was great when I was, you know, listening to, I think it was your brother who was telling the story, Jason, you know, and he said, you know, you guys were going to sit in your office, and then, you know, it was like one of those moments, I guess, where the light bulb, you know, just kind of went off, you know, which is always, you know, those great stories. You know, I kind of think of it as like an executive office suite for beauticians. How do you describe Image Studio 360? I mean, if you're having a conversation with someone, you know, and they said, so what is Image Studio 360? Or you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and asked you that question. How do you typically respond to that?
Yeah, it's you know, over the years, it's been hard to explain, actually, off the bat. But really the best way we've been able to explain it, it's like taking a Blockbuster, which we know, many of us should know what a Blockbuster is, I think.
Right.
But you take a space the size of Blockbuster, which is about 5,000 square feet, and then we go in and build out 25 to 30 rooms or studios that are all outfitted and furnished to operate as little mini hair salons. And so what we effectively do is take large retail space, and then we subdivide it into affordable mini suites and studios for people to come open their business. So it's just like executive office suites, but for hairstylists, nail techs, massage therapists, et cetera.
That's fantastic. And I was reading in a magazine article, I guess they get, is it about like, how much feet is it, Jason? Does the typical, I guess, client get, is it about like a little over 100 feet? Is that how it works?
Yeah, average studio space ranges anywhere from 100 to 120 square feet, which really is, you know, plenty of space for one person who's operating their own hair salon. So it works out great, because then we can create affordable space that functions like they need to, but still giving them privacy and security, being able to lock their doors at night, you know, keeping their products safe and their tools and all that.
You know, this is a great service, Jason. You know, I always think about, you know, the typical person that, let's say, goes to beauty school or massage therapy school, they learn that craft and they master that craft. But I think, and again, you probably know this better than I do, but I suspect that a lot of them come out and they don't have that business acumen, do they? You know, and you know, when I was studying your business model, I said, wow, I get it. I this is a need or a problem that you're solving for a lot of people in the beauty industry, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at any of the trades that are out there, the one thing that's really apparent is there's just not a lot of business training and education offered that, that these people definitely need, because a lot of them do end up going out on their own, and knowing how to operate a business is really key to your success. No matter how good you are at your skill, if you're horrible at business, you really are going to struggle. And so it's kind of this thing I've always wondered, why isn't there really a major sales degree in universities or something that teaches people, you know, a general sales process to know how to run a business, sell to customers a little better, but it's just this lack of education. And so our intent has always been to approach it with, you have the industry training and we've got the business background, and together we can help create an environment that helps support you and your growth. And then you can focus more doing what you love and what makes you money, which is what you're good at, you know?
That's fantastic. How has technology played a role in the business today,
Jason? Quite a bit for us, actually. So just on the back end of our company, everything's completely digital, but we've created some interactive directory software. So when people walk into the studios, there's a virtual receptionist. It's an iPad kiosk where they check in that alerts the stylist or the nail tech with a text message that their client is waiting up front. And then it allows the professional to also engage in a two-way conversation and say, I might be running a few minutes late, just take a seat up front. And so what we've been able to do is kind of eliminate the need for a reception desk, which really helps automate the space, which, you know, brings costs down for everyone that's there. And then also creates a cool and unique experience for the customer, the client that comes in, because when you walk into an Image Studios salon, it's a little different than a typical salon because there is no front desk. There's just little mini salons all over the place. And so it really helps, you know, help people get where they're going within the space.
Right.
And we also use software that helps run the business so that all rent payments are automatically withdrawn from the tenant's accounts every 2 weeks. And that way, accounting at a typical location is cut down probably 60 or 70% as a result. So it really streamlines and automates the accounting process as well.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it is very interesting. I mean, all the tools that you've incorporated into the franchise system. I mean, the industry that you're in, I mean, I guess it's safe to say that, I mean, you're in a pretty big industry. I don't know what the numbers are, you know, if you know, Jason, but I mean, imagine in the billions.
Yeah, when you look at beauty services as a whole, so hair services, nail services, it's about $75 billion a year. And what's great about that number, it's a good number, but what's even better is the historical growth rate year over year is about 14%, which is well above the national average for most jobs and occupations. And even during the recession, it was at 11% growth, which was still phenomenal when most industries were at a 0 to 3% growth rate during the recession. So it's just a real stable industry. I mean, it's something that people will spend money in until they literally have, you know, can't do it anymore, because it's one way to feel a little bit better about yourself and to be able to splurge a little bit, even when times are tough.
Sure. Absolutely. I definitely agree. So the majority of our listeners, Jason, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, most of them, they want to get into franchising. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
You know, this is where, you know, in the beginning, we weren't really sure. You know, we were looking for who is interested and who liked the idea. And it's kind of changed now, because what we really focus on is identifying individuals that align with our core values, which are creativity, freedom, and success. And in doing so, when we can find people that align with that, we end up finding a more congruent fit for us as a company. And for them too. The important thing is getting into franchising is getting into a business marriage of sorts, and you're committed to each other for a long period of time. And not only do we want to have the right fit, but we also want them to have the feeling that they're also in the right place. And that's where we use our core values to really help guide that process and navigate it, because you can quickly tell if people don't value some of those principles. And that's okay too. You know, everyone has different values, but when we find an alignment, then we feel like we've got an individual who's really going to be a good fit. And we really go deeper into the process of exploring what the concept is and how it works out with them and how the day-to-day works and all of that. So,
sure. What's the training like, Jason? I mean, once you decide, you know, you're on the side that, you know, you like them and they like you and they want to come aboard as a franchisee, do they typically come out to headquarters for training? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we minimum we have them out for a week here in Salt Lake City, sometimes a week and a half, depending on how many locations they might be opening. But we'll spend some time at our corporate headquarters, reviewing all the, you know, back-end systems that are helping operate the company. And then we'll spend a lot of time in the salons, because one of the most important things that, you know, a successful franchisee in this business can do is to be networking and engaging with professionals in the beauty industry to help, you know, facilitate the process of them moving into their salon. And so really spend a lot of time on how to connect with people, you know, the right questions to ask when people are looking for space, and also what to look for in a good tenant, so that they, you know, have the lowest turnover possible and the highest occupancy they can achieve.
What is a typical day like for an Image Studio 360 franchise, TJ? I mean, you were mentioning that, you know, networking is of course a big part of the franchise. Anything else that happens on a typical day, or if there is such a thing as a typical day?
You know, probably I would say 80% of the activity that goes into operating is all based around leasing. So whether that's networking, taking people to lunch or meeting them on site. So the majority is going to revolve around that activity. The rest of it, again, it's a very, the way we've streamlined everything, there's very little input required to run the back office for each location. And to give you an example, we built 5 salons in 5 years. So we did about almost right on the dot every year, a new salon would open on our end here in Salt Lake City, when we were doing corporate expansion. And what we found is we had one full-time employee that was running all five salons. And so what's great about the concept is the minimal employee count model, you know, to generate, you know, 5 salons collectively generate, you know, upwards of, you know, 1.3, 1.4 million a year in revenue. Imagine getting that revenue with one employee.
Sure.
That's what really is, you know, made us fall in love with the concept, is coming from, you know, the auto industry where we had 60, 70 employees. That's a large undertaking and that's a lot of headache.
Right.
And this really was a way to simplify and get a more stable business model that that was really and a lot more exciting too, to work with people who are moving over and opening a business. You know, that's such a great move for people. It's, you know, sometimes the biggest move they make in their life in becoming an entrepreneur, and we are sort of that stepping stone. And that's what is so cool about it.
It is cool, Jason. You know, it's interesting. You know, a lot of times, you know, one of the things we talked about on the show, you know, over the last 10 years is, you know, I mean, sometimes people get into franchising because it's a means to an end, you know. And when I was studying your business model, it seems like Image Studio 360 provides that for your franchise users, where they don't have to work, 100 hours a week, you know what I mean, to make a decent amount of money. And that's what really, I think, one of the things that impressed me the most was just the model, you know, and the example you just gave of the, you know, person who runs, you know, 5 of them. You don't have to spend a lot of time doing it to make a decent amount of money, do you?
No, that's really, you know, the time well spent would be time spent with your people that are currently in your salon and also looking to move over. But really, once you get it at full occupancy, you know, it really becomes a very part-time gig at that point. And people stay as long as, you know, you're taking care of them and being present and helping when there needs to be help and getting stuff repaired that needs to be repaired. But doing all those things is, it's pretty easy, but you stay on top of it, and you've got a really, again, low maintenance business model that we love. So
is there a lot of cross-selling too, Jason? Like, I imagine, like, you know, I mean, someone coming in for, you know, their haircut, you know, of course, you know, you have all these other services going on with, under the same roof, you know, whether it's, you know, having your nails done or your eyebrows or massage therapy. It would seem to me like, you know, that there's some cross-selling, I guess, involved, because you have all these people come to your, that one location, you know, so it seems like a one-stop type of deal.
Yeah, probably I'd say 60% of the tenants are hairstylists. The rest are mixed between, you know, nails, massage, waxing, eyebrow threading.
Right.
And so what you see is this cross-pollination going on where a client that comes in for hair services eventually starts going for eyelashes and then waxing. And they become intertwined beyond belief. And so it creates this network of business, though, too, that keeps the tenants there, because if they ever left, there would be it would be hard to duplicate that kind of traffic that you get just within the space. So it's cool to see how it all really functions in its own little ecosystem when it's up and running. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It's a brilliant model. I mean, again, when I learned about it, I said, you know, it was one of those ideas where, of course, you know, I kicked myself. God, why didn't I think of that? You know, because it is. It's truly brilliant. It makes a lot of sense. I was mentioning to you earlier, Jason, that, you know, our listeners are looking to buy a franchise and call them aspiring French entrepreneurs. And, you know, you and your brother certainly seem to have all the traits of an entrepreneur. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise from everything that you've learned up to this point? Because a lot of our listeners are, you find a lot of them confused. They're at, like, just the starting point, you know, and they say, okay, I want to buy a franchise, but I don't know where to begin because there's so much out there. What would you say to them?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned over the years is you can make money doing practically anything. I mean, you can become a millionaire recycling cardboard boxes in China. You can, I mean, you could do anything that there's a million ways to make a dollar. I see too many people always going towards what they think is just going to make them the most money versus what makes them excited and what are they passionate about. Because the people that I see are the most successful in terms of what they're making are the ones that are the most passionate. And that makes it fun, but it's not fun to make money if you're not having a great time in the process. You know, then what's the point? You know, and I think there's too much emphasis on how can I get the highest return versus, you know, looking at what is it that you're most passionate about and then finding something that aligns with that and then becoming an expert at that. And that to me would be the true way to really navigate the process of trying to select which model or business to go towards. Because again, I think you can, if you're good at what you're going to be doing, you'll be successful. Just make sure you're doing something you love.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic response. So I can ask you the next question as the founder and president of the company, Jason. I mean, where do you see Image Studio 360, maybe, you know, like 3 to 5 years down the road, if you can look into a crystal ball?
So 5-year goal for us is 200 stores open in the United States. And then between that 3 and 5 year mark, we also are looking at international expansion into areas such as Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and possibly Mexico. So, but we really feel like we're just scratching the surface in the U.S. with how much potential the concept has. And that's where we'd love to really develop it domestically and then look at where we can expand internationally after that.
I think that's fantastic. What's the best way, Jason, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee with Image Studio 360? Any website that you'd like them to go to? And of course the services, you know, the locations and things like that. What website should they go to?
You know, our main corporate site is great because it'll have galleries, to see different photos and layouts of salons. And then at the top, there's a link if you're to inquire on franchising. That's www.imagestudios360.com.
Fantastic. I want to thank you again for coming on the show, Jason. Again, I think it's an amazing concept, and I'd really like to invite you and your brother back, you know, next year as you continue to grow. I think this is terrific.
Perfect. No, I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jason. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because
Right. People
don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system,
Right. If
you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason.
Mm-hmm. Now,
a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it, versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member, or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new franchise teacher .com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven plus brands. I think in 5 years, our focus will really be even more fine-tuned as the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information, breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise. I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it
That's
down
true.
Into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing. You know, as you
right
on a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities, and the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot of opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces in different countries, accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on FranchiseTeacher.com? Obviously, FranchiseTeacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, we appreciate www.FranchiseTeacher.com. And
okay.
my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto, and again, congratulations on your PhD doctor. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
that's
the information.
I really appreciate that you read it, too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.